Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, what if I told you and the masses that, and I said, and I stated this and I stand by it, as much as I'm excited about that time when it comes and it reveals itself, the deadline, when you come back from Hawaii and you take on this task, which is the 2024-2025 NBA season, and you have a cloud, Steiny, over your heads about it's us against the world, shout out Tupac, but it's really not, Steiny. If everybody knows to a man, well, we know Draymond's going to be here. We know Curry's going to be here. But if I know that there could be a break in regard to Wiggins, Kuminga, I don't know how strong, I guess I'm looking for the word, that bond can be, knowing that there's a major implication, there could be major change. So how can you really truly be whole knowing come trade deadline, one of us may be out of here?
I hear
you. Can you still win that way?
I hear you. I think a lot of teams go into a season like that, thinking they may have to try to upgrade their roster during the season. I don't think they're looking to get, well, I don't know. I don't know what they're looking to move or looking not to move. But this from the 415 on the Comcast business text line. Steiny, why'd the Warriors say Kuminga was absolutely off the table for trades if they don't want to pay him?
We don't know that.
I didn't say they didn't want to pay him. I'm saying they don't have to pay him between now and October 21st. They don't have to. And if they don't, it means next year he'll be a restricted free agent and the Warriors will still have his rights. But Yeah, and I kind of brought up Luciano in a tongue-in-cheek way to you before the show, saying, well, we're all talking about Luciano doesn't have a position. How did they not know that? Okay, well, neither does Jonathan Kuminga, and he's entering his fourth season.
But listen to this real quick, Steiny.
Yeah.
We're going to play the Kuminga sound, and I'm not even mad at Kuminga, but when he talks about what him and what's on the horizon and what he thinks he can do and can't do, there were not a lot of can'ts. He feels like he can do it all.
Well, he can't, though.
And that's
and he
what,
knows that deep down.
Okay, deep down.
He's got to.
His microphone game yesterday was kind of like, you could put me anywhere and I'll be fine. And I'm like, no, JK, listen to what your teammates and your coaches are saying. It's kind of been that way. But, you know, I don't know if he knows it's as urgent as he thinks that the team thinks it is about him finding a position. He's saying you can put me anywhere and I'll be fine.
Right,
I'm JK.
But
I want to tell him, JK, it's not that anymore.
Well, I think...
Just listen.
I mean, what it sounds to me like is the Warriors' fundamental dilemma is that Kuminga's not good enough and not versatile enough to be a small forward on offense. But Draymond Green saying you can't just stick him at four because defensively there's a skill set that's needed at that position that right now Kuminga doesn't have. And so, you know, I'm just looking, first of all, I'll just throw it out, 888-957-9570. You know, this is one of those things where you could look at it as, you know, this is a good problem to have. You got two guys who are, one guy's a veteran in Wiggins, one guy's a young and up-and-comer like Kuminga. It's like, okay, that's what big boy franchises have to do. They got to figure out which one stays and which one goes. But I do think one of the goals of the Warriors is to move either Wiggins or Kuminga because Steve Kerr doesn't think they can play together. I mean, certainly they can play together, but they don't complement each other at all. And so even when you, okay, this lineup that you threw out there, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Curry, Wiggins, Kuminga, Draymond, Trace Jackson Davis. Oh, man, what?
I think that could win you some games.
Well, you have no playmakers at two or three. So you have two guys in Wiggins and Jonathan Kuminga who are going to play two and three, but they're kind of the same player. They don't...
Athleticism through the roof, and I know it's just not a jumping contest, but Stoney, and we don't know what Wiggins worked on this offseason, but I just don't put him 12. In that category of when you say playmaker, is he Kyrie Irving? No, but to be able to kind of fiddle-faddle with the ball and draw the defense to you?
Yeah, they can't do that.
Well, that's a problem.
I don't think they can do that. I know. It is a problem.
What did J.K. work? I'm just asking, and we hadn't seen it yet. But what did he work on?
I'm sure he worked on his three-point shooting and his ball handling. I mean, that's what Steve Kerr told him to work on.
Let me read this to you real quick from the Comcast business text line. 650, wait a second. The Warriors' mantra is interchangeable parts. Guard 1 through 5. Mm-hmm. Play 2 through 4. So why is having duplicate skill set the problem? And that's why I talk about Kuminga and Wiggins. Like, I want them on the court together.
Okay, both are below average passers. Both are below average rebounders. They just are for their position. Both of those guys tend to get their points on their own. And, like, I don't see either of them benefiting Steph Curry.
Mm.
That's just me. But 888-957-9570, it's hoop season, ladies and gentlemen. And the Golden State Warriors have a very interesting team as far as I'm concerned. I think they're way deeper than last year. I think they got 9 or 10 guys who are legitimate NBA players. But a strong bench doesn't win you an NBA championship.
Right.
It can help, but it's not going to win you a title. So what do you do if you're the Warriors with Kuminga and Andrew Wiggins? Or do you just shoehorn them and ask them to play together and hope that they find something? I just think it's going to be interesting to watch how it all unfolds, because then there's a guy sitting in the wings, Kyle Anderson, who is versatile and can play multiple positions, and he would seem to me to be the kind of guy that Steve Kerr is really going to like. And so I just know kind of how Kerr is. He's going to rely on the guys that he trusts. And I can't see him not trusting Kyle Anderson.
I get it.
So how do we figure this out?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, the million-dollar question is the answer. How many wins is in that answer?
It's a good question. 888-957-9570 is the number. Once again, Warriors, they start their season Saturday against the Clippers in Hawaii. And the 650 on the Comcast business text line says, what about Moody? Exactly. They do not have enough spots for players available. They've got to figure something out, because they're going to have legitimate players who aren't playing at all.
So that's a bad thing.
I just think it's set up for a 2-for-1 deal or a 3-for-2 deal or something like that. But I'd love to know what Warriors feel like Warrior fans feel like. And let's start it out with one of our guys, Murillo in Petaluma.
Oh, man.
What's up, Murillo? How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Good to be the first. Everything is well. And before my take, thank you. Thank you for putting the whole Draymond take out there and not just a cut like the Morning Rose did, which made Draymond sound like something totally different.
Oh, those are our guys, Murillo.
I love them. I love them. They're my. I love listening to them too. I'm not throwing shade. Guru, listen to the coach and to your leader. They're telling you what you should know about Kuminga. Kuminga is not primed to get paid.
Wow.
And it's about the timeline of his whole career. He needs to fit in here. And I love the acquisitions because these guys are able to do that. Kyle Anderson can play the four. I'm super excited for this team. I think it's addition by subtraction. And I'm with you, Steiny. There might be a 2-for-1 deal coming because I'm sorry. Mm. He seems like a guy who we don't know if we can trust Kuminga to say, hey, I'm going to bet on myself and play the season. I prove that I can do what I think. I don't think he can play he can play a starting role yet. And that lineup with him and Wiggins, oh, my God, Brick City. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh,
guys.
Wow. Wow. Murillo, you hurt me with that one. Well, not yet, Murillo, not yet. But, Steiny, again, just real quick, I know we're up against it.
Oh, yeah, we are. Wow.
Kuminga doesn't think he cannot play the three. That's a fundamental problem. That's what my ear, like everything else, all the points everybody making valid. But when the guy or the subject matter at hand is telling you it's no big deal, he feels like he can handle it. That has me scared that he's not or looked in the mirror and said, you know what, I'm going to spend this offseason so I can work on things or skills that can have me being an option at the three.
Yeah, and I'm also looking at, real quick, let's say they start Curry. Let's just say, for the sake of it, Pajemski starts at two.
All right.
And they go Curry, Pajemski, Wiggins, Green, and Trayce Jackson-Davis. So that under that scenario, Kuminga comes off the bench. But I'm looking at Melton, Anderson, Hield, Moody, Payton.
Wow. Wow.
There's no way they can play. There's no way all those guys are going to be able to play, at least if they're healthy.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.